Good morning, Facebook. Today is the 2nd of November, Saturday morning. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. And good morning, YouTube as well. And this morning, we are looking at some passages out of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, which we usually do every morning, if we're able to. Next week is going to be off and on because I'm going to be out of town again. So it may be spasmodic next week. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Good morning, Joshua Karthik. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Well, that phrase, behold, God is my salvation, there's an awful lot in that. A lot of people think that they're their own strength, they're their own salvation by their own works. We are told in Scripture, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Jude 24 and 25. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, 2 Corinthians 2:14. And then Isaiah 12:2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Thy throne, O Lord, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured unto thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Isaiah 9:6. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously. Psalm 45:2 through 4 and 6. Well, many people do not focus on the majesty and the power of God. They focus on the things of this world. They focus on their careers, making money, building new homes, riding around in $50,000 vehicles, going to sporting events on the weekends, taking cruises, going on expensive vacations, buying expensive furniture, and partying. And so we are told as children of God to come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing. But we find that when we focus on the majesty and power of God, that we become focused upon the cross of Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us in James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I just spoke of some of those yokes of bondage earlier. The foundation of the Lord stand assured, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2:19. You know, have you ever taken a styrofoam cup and put about half water in it, and then taken some oil and poured it in the cup? It doesn't matter what kind of oil it is, whether it's motor oil or vegetable oil or shortening or whatever, it will not mix. Water and oil will not mix. Well, false doctrine and pure unadulterated doctrine will not mix. You know? And that's why we're told to come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. A lot of people that proclaim God's sovereignty over evil think that you have to endorse evil for God to retain his sovereignty. Think about that. Just because God is sovereign over evil and has created evil, Isaiah 45, that doesn't mean that we, his elect children, should endorse it or condone it or support it. We are to take a stand against evil in every form, whatever form it takes. Evil government, evil rulers, evil legislation, whatever it is, we are to take a stand against it. Abortion, corruption, theft of third world countries, government bringing drugs into this country, and then arresting the common man after the government brings the drugs into the country. Whatever kind of corruption is taking place, we are to take a stand against it. We're not to endorse it. Yes, God is sovereign over it, just like God is sovereign over the reprobate. He's sovereign over Pharaoh. He's sovereign over Judas, he was sovereign over Esau, but we don't endorse reprobates. We don't give them a thumbs up. People that give Trump a thumbs up are endorsing evil. Trump is a Zionist. I mean, they've even put his face on the front of a coin and called him Cyrus. and he uses the name of God in vain in front of the public. God's last name isn't damn, you know? And he has lived a filthy, filthy lifestyle. Okay? And we're going to endorse this person, say he's a man of God, while Paula White now takes a position in the White House. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I speak against evil. They're all corrupt. They're all corrupt. In these last days, we need to come out from the world and be separate. Oil and water don't mix. You cannot serve God and mammon. It's an impossibility. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Welcome, Gimel. So we are living in a country that tries to say, many of the people try to say, that we're a Christian nation. We're the furthest thing from a Christian nation. The United States is the furthest thing from a Christian nation. God has some of his elect in the United States. But by and far, this nation is pagan. It practices pagan idolatry. If you took a sampling of the population in the United States, and you just took four groups of people, just four groups, the Roman Catholics, the Zionists, and they're not Christian. They say the Christian Zionists, but they're not Christian. It's the furthest thing from Christian. Roman Catholics, the Zionists, the Arminians, free willers, and then those who would call themselves just pure pagans, those four groups of people would represent at least 80% of the population. 80% of the population represented in those four groups. Those who are upholding the free will of man, those who are upholding the blasphemous, false church, the Roman Catholic Church, which is not a church, it's sheer paganism. You know, the Roman Catholic Church says that their Pope is the Vicar of Christ. And right now they have two Vicars of Christ. Pope Benedict is still living, and Pope Francis. So I ask, which one's the true Vicar of Christ? Answer, neither one of them. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. Good morning, Tizel Morrell. You know those in the Arminian camp? For years, their pope was Billy Graham. And I guess, I'm not sure really who's replaced Billy Graham. Maybe his son Franklin. I don't know. The Hour of Decision broadcast. We do not determine our own destiny. God's the determiner of all things. Our decision is not what determines our destiny. That's why I wrote this book, The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? No, you do not. The other lie that's perpetrated in our society, in our culture, is that God loves everybody. God does not love everybody. The Bible makes it very clear. There are two groups of people on the face of the earth. There are those that God loves, and there are those that God does not love. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. And so this morning, let us remember that oil and water do not mix. And let us remember that Jesus Christ is our salvation. He has become our salvation. And we don't have to be involved in false doctrines. The Pope is a fraud, a true antichrist. This is the truth, and I'm not being funny. He is saying he is God on earth, and you must confess to him your sins first. There's only one mediator between God and man, and it's not the Pope. That's not in God's plan. There's only one name given among men. It is Jesus Christ, the forgiver of sins. The Pope sits on his throne and says, all have to go through me. I'm here to proclaim and let it not be concealed that the Pope is the man of sin. It has been clearly revealed. So proclaim it far and wide. Through the land, the Pope has deception in the palm of his hand. Let's give glory and honor to whom it is due. It is Jesus Christ who died for sinners, not the Pope, for me and you. The Bible is not just another book. It is the living word of God. In it can be found the words of eternal life. Whether we believe it or not is the question at hand. The Bible says we are born and conceived in sin, and that all men died in Adam, and all who are made alive in Jesus Christ. The Bible does not say that faith, belief, or repentance saves you, but it does say that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. And it does say that all that the Father hath given him will come to him. And all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. The Bible says that the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. And Christ also says you must be born again. So the Bible says the first thing that must happen to a sinner is that he must be born again. And then he receives the faith to believe that Christ died for his sins. And then he will readily confess that he's in need of a Savior. He will then trust in the completed work of Jesus Christ for him on Calvary as the perfect sacrifice for his sins. And when this happens, the sinner becomes a new creature in Christ. He's no longer under condemnation, and he has received forgiveness on the merits of God's gift to him. And he now realizes that he was foreknown, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified. Well, that's the message this morning. Salvation is of the Lord. I'm glad that I don't have to trust in my own faith and belief. This certainly would not give me any relief. But to trust in the faith of Christ's dear Son given to me by the three in one, oh my friend, that brings comfort beyond description. That's a part and parcel of the gift of salvation. To be given the faith of Christ and the merits of his Son, his faith never fails, the victory he has won. His faith never has and never will fail or falter. His faith is stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. Well, may the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. Oscar Grace, we're just getting ready to sign off, and you just signed on. Hope you're having a good week. I know it's early. I've got a lot of things to do this next week. Keep us in your prayers. Rosette, Mark, and I are going to be on the road traveling. And let us proclaim far and wide that Jesus Christ has become our salvation. He is our salvation. And we have no hope apart from him and his completed work. God bless.